The next day, April 26th, it was back into the trucks for a ride to an area back from Slapton Sands, from which all civilians had been evacuated. The company slept in the field until midnight, when trucks brought the men forward to a simulated drop zone. After assembly, the company marched overland through a mist to an elevated point a mile back from the beach and set up a defensive position guarding the bridge. At dawn, Webster wrote, "We could see a vast fleet of amphibious craft moving slowly into land. I've never seen so many ships together at one time. An invasion fleet is the most impressive sight in the world." What he had not seen was the disaster of the previous evening. German torpedo boats had slipped in among the LSTs and other big assault craft carrying the 4th Infantry. The Germans sank 2 LSTs and damaged others. More than 900 men drowned. The incident was covered up by the Allies for fear that it would hurt morale among the troops scheduled to go to France in LSTs. It remained covered up for more than 40 years, evidently out of embarrassment. Webster, watching the men of the 4th Infantry come up from the beach and pass through E Company's positions, noted that they were sweating, cursing, panting. He also recorded that the officers informed the men that, "We cannot write about our Torque excursion." In the afternoon, the company made a 25-mile march and then bivouacked in a woods for the night. In the morning of April 28th, it rode in trucks back to Altborn. That weekend, Malarkey, Chuck Grant, Skip Muck, and Joe Toya got passes to London, with Muck's best friend from Tonawanda, New York, Fritz Neeland of the 501st PIR. There they met Neeland's brother, Bob, who was a squad leader in the 82nd Airborne and who had seen action in North Africa and Sicily. They spent the evening in a pub listening to Bob Neeland talk about combat. He made a remark that Malarkey never forgot. "If you want to be a hero, the Germans will make one out of you real quick. Dead." On the train going back to Altborn, Malarkey told Muck that it sounded to him like Bob Neeland had lost his effectiveness. Back in Altborn in the first week of May, E Company went through more problems, attacking gun positions, bridges, causeways, and other objectives, once attacking after a real jump, other times simulating the air flight and jumping out of trucks. From May 9th to 12th, the 101st held its dress rehearsal for D-Day, code name Operation Eagle. The entire division participated.